He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. What we up? Are Jalen and Jacoby. Go. What is it that we do? We give the people what they want. The Thunder even the series with the Rockets. We have a new head coach potentially in Philadelphia and much more. But we start with the Lakers absolutely waxing the Blazers yesterday. Jalen, what do you see from the Lake Show?
Aggressive LeBron, and that's what I talked about as this series started. Each opportunity to take advantage of a matchup during the playoffs is crucial. And when you look at the forwards of the Blazers, not only are they depleted without Collins and without Ariza, they're small using Gary Trent III there and Anthony Simons. And Carmelo Anthony is 35 years old. The Lakers' two forwards are LeBron James and Anthony Davis, who are both first-team All-NBA. So like I said, it's important for those guys to get points. And LeBron James is being very aggressive. And here's an exclamation point for this series, Jacoby. There's going to be a play when LeBron James is guarded by one of the people I just named in the half court. They're going to throw it to him in a one-on-one situation with a live dribble, like 15 to 18 feet away. He's going to rip through. He's going to go down the middle of the lane and do a one-hand tomahawk slam. That's going to be the exclamation point for this series.
Well, one thing that has dramatically affected this series is the injury of Dame Lillard. He hurt his knee in the game last night. What do you think about that?
Well, we know Dame is a warrior, a trooper, and if he can get out there, he will get out there. We saw how he responded initially to his hand injury, his finger injury, and then now this is a knee. So it's something where you got to know the difference between being injured and hurt. And erring on the side of caution. And so if I'm the Portland Trail Blazers and there's some pain in his knee that could cause further damage, I have to consider not playing Dame Lillard. These playoffs have been marred in a lot of ways by multiple teams dealing with injuries. The Lakers already have three games. They will win this series. I hope Dame can feel a lot better and put on another showtime performance like he's given us a few in the bubble so far.
Well, for the people that watch Jalen and Jacoby every day, we both saw the Bucks and the Lakers lose game one. And we told you, don't overreact. Don't overreact, because these series are playing out the way that they thought they would. LeBron James, the leader of the Lakers, had this to say about the tragic shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin. Let's listen to LeBron.
Quite frankly, it's just up in our community and us. I know people get tired of hearing me say it, but we are scared as black people in America. Black men, black women, black kids, we are terrified. Because you don't know. You have no idea.
Jalen, your thoughts?
I have so many thoughts on this, Jacoby. First off, Black Lives Matter. Second up, stop me if you heard these terms before. Hands up, don't shoot. I can't breathe. What about the fact that another unarmed black man was tragically shot and in this case paralyzed by law enforcement while in uniform, not actively wearing body cameras? And so I understand the platform that the NBA players have, and I appreciate them using their 74% of soul to create change. That's why you see slogans on the back of the jerseys and on the floor. But here's what I'll also say. Anybody that feels like LeBron James needs the Orlando bubble in the NBA to mobilize, you're dead wrong. I've been saying this forever. If something happened while they were playing basketball, this is why people were saying the sport could be a distraction. And so I understand where George Hill was coming from when he was like, I'd rather not even be here playing. The same thing with Donovan Mitchell, who's been on fire. I'd rather not be here playing. And the reason why I was trumpeting that, a lot of people want to make us feel like we need the corporate stage because they have the big money. But guess what? now that cameras are available, for all of you individuals to say, oh, I didn't know that was taking place. Really? Really? You didn't know black people were brutally terrorized in this country for over 400 years? You ain't know? Like, that insults my intelligence. Jacoby, white silence is violence. And so do not believe that NBA players, NFL players aren't the most powerful conglomerate of black people in the United States of America. They could be just as powerful if they were not in the bubble. Because unfortunately, Jaylen Brown can't protest right now. Malcolm Brogdon can't protest right now because they can't mobilize. And so when you have a phone and when you have social media and a following, LeBron James could walk down the street of any block and be a Pied Piper. And so this imagery that we see of this gentleman being shot 7 times and paralyzed, Jacoby, with his kids in the car. There is no justifying this level of behavior from law enforcement. There is no justification. And this is why people continue to feel like how law enforcement is instituted in the United States needs to be examined. And for those that don't know how law enforcement got started, it was to corral slaves. That's why law enforcement got started. At first, black people weren't even in the police department. Okay? Everybody else was being in a position to where the police was there to protect and serve people that didn't look like me. Now, all of a sudden, we're the people that's extremely being attacked and unarmed and shot and murdered and lynched by law enforcement. And it's tragic. And I'm very glad that LeBron James, every NBA player, anybody with a voice is continuing to stand up and let it be heard and don't be silenced. And I'm challenging all people of color, especially those with a platform, athletes, entertainers. We need your voice. We need it right now.
When you look at the back of the NBA players' jerseys, when you see messages like enough and how many more and peace and Black Lives Matter, and when you see the incident in Wisconsin that happened, it just means that much more. We move on back to the bubble where the Thunder have evened the series with the Rockets at 2-2 with a great performance from their backcourt yesterday. Jaylen, do you think they have a chance to win this series against Houston?
I think they have a chance, but anytime OKC plays well, it's going to be because of their three guards leading the way. And since this seems more like an NCAA tournament to me, where there's no East-West game, there's 4 games in a day, it's 1 p.m. tip-offs, I'm starting to notice a trend, especially without fans. Guard play is a lot more paramount and just as important as the wing play. And so when you look at teams like Toronto, look at Lowry and Van Vliet. They controlling everything that's happening for their squad. That's what OKC has done all year with CP3 and SGA and Schroeder. And so I believe the Rockets can win this series without Russell Westbrook. But losing this game, and Austin Rivers, for example, having 0, is a perfect example of why in the next round, they're definitely going to need Russ if they're going to advance.
They are going to need Russ, and Russ brought his energy while not playing on the game. He actually got into it with the Thunder players. What do you think about Russ going back and forth with the players, even though he was not in the game?
I appreciate his emotional investment. When you don't have on a uniform, your job is there to represent for your teammates and your organization and be a professional and contribute in any way, shape, or form, especially against your former team, Jacoby. You know their trade secrets. You played with them. You practice against them. And I recall something. It just came to mind. When Durant returned to Oklahoma City, there was a player on the team that Russell Westbrook got upset at because he was fraternizing with KD. Let me think of who that was. That was Steven Adams.
Steven Adams. My God.
Steven Adams.
My God.
Exactly. And so I am not surprised.
Steven Adams is the strongest player in the NBA, and I know Russ doesn't want any smoke with him whatsoever. We spoke about it earlier. We'll get into it now. The Bucks, after losing game one to the Magic and Vucevic, have rallied back to make that series 3-1 and put the Magic on the brink of elimination. Jalen, we're not going to have a lot of conversation about the Magic next week, so let's celebrate them this week. What do you think about this series?
Nick Vucevic. And like we talked about on this program, he's a terrific center. He's not locking you down defensively, but he got all of the offensive skills, including shooting that three ball. And so as Orlando continues to build, they have to find which one of those young forwards can become a star. Aaron Gordon improved his jump shot. He's injured in this series, has the potential to be that for this team. And so a level of growth for a squad in the East, by the way, that made the playoffs last year and made it this year as well with the same all-star player is pretty impressive for Orlando, for because on the national stage, a lot of people don't anticipate much out of them. And so I think they're going to have to do a lot more to become a true contender.
Well, the Magic are soon going to be sent home. And one team that is already sent home are the Philadelphia 76ers, who got swept by the Celtics. And as a result, Brett Brown, as many anticipated, was relieved of his duties as the head coach of the 76ers. What do you think about the future of this franchise?
I'm not foolish. I know that Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons are all NBA performers. And based on their stats in longevity, if they play 12 to 15 years nowadays, and because of their talent, they'll be in the Hall of Fame. But that don't mean that they coexist at their apex. And I've been telling everybody that would listen to me saying this for almost 2 years. They operate at their maximum at the same part of the floor. That's in front of the rim. Okay, so if you're building something, you need two pillars of strength. So say that's Joel Embiid. It's hard for him to be that guy every day, Jacoby, because he's not going to be at practice all of the time, and he's not going to be on the floor all of the time, which means he's not going to be in shape all of the time, so it's hard for him to keep everybody else accountable. Ben Simmons, a terrific primary ball handler, a triple-double threat, can improve his shot, but right now is not willing to take shots outside of the paint. So therefore, he needs to be surrounded by shooters.
Yep.
Al Horford ain't a shooter. He got a couple of more years on that $100 million deal. Tobias Harris is a capable shooter, but he ain't making shots in this series. All four of those players are going to be under contract next year. So where does the change come from? The change has to come from getting on the telephone and seeing what you can get for Ben Simmons and or Joel Embiid. And if somebody's on the other end and you can get one of those Paul George type deals or something in the neighborhood, you got to consider it, Jacoby.
Interesting.
Joel Embiid.
Interesting.
When I talk about injuries, and again, Joel Embiid is my guy. I got his number in my phone. But when you have the injury litany of injury history, that's like having a used car. It's not, the more you drive it and the more you put miles on it, the more it's going to depreciate.
And you just case, put the car facts on Joel Embiid. You just put the car facts on Joel Embiid. We've got Luka facing off against the Clippers, Donovan and the Jazz taking on the Nuggets, and much more. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach. Got to kill the people.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for the segment that Jalen loves the most, where he decides what we discuss.
Woo. Tang!
It's Keep
Woo.
It Moving.
Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Met the Man will keep it moving. Jalen, we start with Don Luka matching up against the Clippers after hitting his game-winning shot. Can the Mavs actually pull off this upset and take a 3-2 series lead tonight?
I don't believe the Mavs pull off this upset, but I do want to just acknowledge how it's great to watch a player's ascension in one season in sports.
Yes.
For Luka Doncic, he wasn't an all-star last year. He was a first-time All-Star this year, and then catapulted himself into an All-NBA performer leading a playoff team, and then catapulted himself into top 10 conversations, catapulted himself having a lot of people feel like he's top five. I'm not one of those people. But I just wanted to give him his flowers, because the way he's getting 30, the way he's getting 40s, the way he's grabbing boards, the way he's dropping dimes, you know the last time I seen that with my own two eyes? And I've been watching basketball since 1973. It was Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. Those were the 21, 22-year-old dudes out there jumping center as a rookie, winning a championship. Well, Larry Bird winning three straight MVPs. And, of course, there are people that came after them, like a LeBron James. And so for him to be balling like he balling, the Mavs got them a 20-year player. And it's a beautiful thing to watch him and Kristaps Porzingis team up. Hopefully, KP can return and give him some good minutes.
Luka Doncic really puts the Don in Doncic, if you put it that way, because he is the godfather. I mean, Luka Doncic is owning the Clippers. And when Wiz, don't forget, when this series started, we all talked about how this was such a bad matchup for him and how they had Kawhi, they had Paul George, and they were going to shut down Doncic. Well, guess what? The Don continues to reign over the NBA. And something tells me the 20s also will be the decade of Doncic.
As somebody that takes time and energy to create unique content for this space, I want to make sure I shout out my brother, Paul Pierce the True, for that nickname as it relates to the Don Luka. And so whether it sticks or not, I'm going to make sure I pay homage to my dog.
Well, we also have another surprising series, and that is between the Jazz and the Nuggets. Donovan Mitchell continues to perform.
We got the Jazz. We got the Jazz.
Hit the brakes or keep it moving.
I say keep it moving for now.
We keep
Denver
it moving.
Show me something.
We keep it moving.
Real simple.
The Heat have moved on to the Eastern Conference semifinals. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
These are my two favorite underrated coaches, because each of these squads, Indiana and the Heat, have an identity. The depleted Pacers were playing without Sabonis, their all-star. Congratulations. It gets serious in the next round, Miami. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Someone close to you, maybe the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines.
He ain't going nowhere. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
My favorite athlete of all time, Usain Bolt, learned a lesson. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Usain Bolt likes to celebrate, and he celebrated in a mask-free party and then tested positive for COVID-19, the coronavirus. Jalen, what lesson does this teach the rest of us?
Everyone, this is not political. It's important right now during this time to not be going to mask-free parties. Even though you can run really fast, as a matter of fact, faster than anyone ever, you know what showing us is undefeated? The coronavirus. And he learned the hard way. Shout to Usain Bolt, our guy.
Get healthy soon. Jalen, Mike Evans set the bar so high for the Bucks offense. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, you know what I always say? Keep expectations as low as possible. Mike Evans did the exact opposite and said the Bucks can be an all-time great offense. Do you think there is something to be said for that?
They have the potential. They have the talent. But let me tell you what I don't believe they have. And I said this about Kansas City last year, and it did not come back to bite them. And I'm going to say it right now about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Questionable run game. Questionable run game. I had Ronald Jones III on my fantasy team last year. He's an ascending player.
Too many points for you.
He need to prove still to his team, I guess, that he's a three-down back. And they did add Shady McCoy. That may become an issue for them as the season progresses.
Jalen, it is time to find out what you would need to get paid. It's time for What's Your Number? J Jalen, there's a number on everything. What is your number to wear a brokini in public? That is a bikini for a man. What is your number for you to wear this in public?
I'm not
going to
be able to do it.
But what's your number?
I can't even front, dog. A brokini is definitely cultural, first and foremost.
Don't
second, I won't put it on you. I won't. You're right. Put the pictures and the video back up there. Okay. I don't have to put it on you. Put the pictures and the video back up there because that don't lie. How about that? So if I'm having fun and I'm having beverages, I actually would do that and it wouldn't cost that much. So I would do that for $5,000.
Yeah, I would wear a brokini tomorrow. I'm going to wear a brokini on the show when we get back from break. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, yesterday I had the honor of joining you at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. Why is education reform so important?
Because we live in a country where, unfortunately, the quality of your education is defined by your zip code. And that's racially charged and that's systematically oppressed and set up that way. So starting a tuition-free open enrollment public charter high school allows me to currently influence 400 plus high school scholars, another 500 plus that are in college. We've had college graduates already. So that's why I'm proud when I'm watching NBA games and I see players with education reform on the back of their jerseys, is because that's how you can make an impact in your community. Hopefully these guys are up next to start their own schools and their own communities.
Jalen, I am so proud of you for what you're doing with this school and everything. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Jalen and Jacoby. We always say to the people what they want, and part of that is doing podcast-exclusive content. Jalen, yesterday I had the honor of joining you and the donors and sponsors of the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy at the Detroit Golf Club. What did it mean to you and to the people of Detroit to have these people show up during this difficult summer?
Well, it means everything because as you watch NBA games, you see so many players with education reform on the back of their jerseys. And it takes a lot of time, energy, give back to your community in a meaningful way. And I wanted to create an avenue to do that that could be substantial and be life-changing for so many people. And right now we influence under 1,000 scholars, 400 9th through 12th graders, another 500 plus freshman year through fifth year in college. And so in order to have that reach in a 9 through 16 model, depending on where you live, you probably have never heard of that term before. You know why? I actually made it up because I realized that you don't get as far with a high school used to. That ain't breaking news. But I also realized that if you're trying to put your resume on the desk, one of the things that has become a requirement is a college degree. And so what we're trying to do is bridge the education gap and put our scholars in position to compete in the same classrooms as their suburban counterparts that live in better zip codes, so they get exposed to more things as it relates to technology and more funding invested into their education. Or if they come from families like my kids, where they're fortunate enough to go to private school. And so that's why we call it Bridge the Education Gap, a dirty secret in the United States of America. Suburban kids get more money than inner city kids. But yet they're required to fill out the same college application to go to the same schools. So we're trying to bridge the education gap, and I'm forever grateful all the way from the top to the bottom.
It was so good to be there yesterday, but it was even better to be at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy graduation, where I saw that you don't just influence the lives of the scholars that walk across the stage, but also the families, the uncles, the aunts, the parents, the siblings, everyone. It's exponentially increased the number of lives you touch with that school, and I really appreciate you, and I'm honored to be a small part of what you do with the General
Education Academy. And also, I got to make sure I shout out my good friend Tom Gores and his wife Holly. Pistons. You mentioned Ed, also JD, because that support is paramount. But there's more to this undertaking, Jacoby. We need a state-of-the-art facility, and it's going to cost $6 million to get one. And I see a lot of corporations and companies and successful people talking about change and what it's like to try to help create some equality. When you start thinking about giving your donation somewhere and you want to give to a school that's founded in the 1800s, like my school, the University of Michigan, who will always and forever continue to fundraise for whatever they need, if you consider giving us a fraction of that, it would change the lives of so very many in the city of Detroit.
Well put, Jalen. Oscar De La Hoya announced that he was going to return to the boxing ring at his age. And then, unprovoked, for no reason, Dana White said that he's coming back to boxing because, quote, cocaine isn't cheap. Why is Dana White mixing himself up with this sort of a story?
Well, they just don't like each other. And you can't mention boxing, Jacoby, especially you was there to hold it down in Central Kitchen the other night, Sunday, before we're golf fighting on Monday. And not shout out to Hitman Tommy Hearns, who came to represent. Here's what I'll say on the pod about some exhibition fights that are going to happen.
Okay.
You're going to see multiple get announced. You already saw Mike and Roy Jones.
Mike Tyson.
The dribble is happening with Oscar De La Hoya. You're going to see multiple boxers engage in what is called these exhibition fights. And the reason why I keep using that term is because they might have on body and or headgear. I'm going to be the person to put that out there.
Interesting.
I'm going to be the person to put that out there. So when you guys see those gentlemen in the ring, remember where you heard that first.
Interesting. I never considered that, but that makes a lot of sense, especially for someone like Roy Jones, who has had issues in the past with his health as a result of boxing. Well, I don't know why Dana White is getting mixed up with that, but I also want to say this. We didn't get to discuss it enough. Juwan Howard, after 1 year at Michigan, is being rumored to have NBA opportunities. Jalen, are you concerned that your guy might leave the Wolverines?
Why would I be concerned? If he leave Michigan and he go to the league, who you think his lead assistant going to be?
Me?
You can sit on behind the bench.
Dog, wait, first of all, you got Jalen and Jacoby. You got Get Up. You got First Take. You got NBA Countdown. You got your New York Post media deal. So now you're going to be an assistant coach in the NBA on top of all that? You can't have that many jobs. It's only 24 hours a day.
I never used the term assistant. Never once. Never once used the term assistant. Associate head coach is what I said.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news, but when you get a chance, I want you to look at how much NBA coaches get paid versus multimedia members get paid.
So you're going to be an associate head coach in the NBA. What team? Because I know you don't want that Pistons gig. Because you don't want that. You don't want the Pistons gig.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong. No, but my true goal, and I'll say it on the pod, and I'm just joking about the associate head coach, as you know. My true goal is to be a minority owner with the Pistons. That's what I would like to see happen. I would like to represent the franchise that I grew up rooting for, my biological father played for, my godfather Dave being one of the top 50 players who you saw at the golf outing, also a former mayor, played for that team. And so they were one of the squads that people were writing about its lack of diversity.
and they did a hire over the summer in the front office from Oklahoma City. But I would like to hopefully be an extension of the team as an anchor for what the 313 can do to represent the squad, the heartbeat of the town.
I know, but every time we talk about you being a minority owner of the Pistons, you always talk about this big discount you're going to get, and that's just not how business works, dog. they're going to give you the hometown discount on a piece of the Pistons. It's business,
I got to tell you a secret about systemic oppression and racism. It's not a price. It's not a price. Those are independent businesses that get passed down usually from generation to generation and get resold and resold to a bigger company, to a bigger company, to a bigger company. So it's not even a money play. It's not even a money play. And I never use the word discount either. It's not even a money play. It's an opportunity to help build the brand of the team. Because how many times, if I don't mention them, will we talk about the Pistons on our show or on any ESPN show?
Before the pandemic, I remember watching a Pistons game and they announced the starting lineup. And I was like, I have to Google people that are starting in the NBA for the Pistons. Like, I had to Google them. Like, I was like, I don't even know where they went to college. I don't know anything about these people. The Pistons, the break actually hurt the Pistons because they would have lost every single game if they continued the season. And they would have ended up with a better pick than the 7th pick. Moving on, because no one cares about the Detroit Pistons except for you. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is listening to the people. So right now, call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, what's good? This is Ray calling out of Savannah, Georgia, but I always represent the boot, Louisiana. Calling to get both of you, I guess, opinion concerning role players in the playoffs. I've been watching the past couple of days and all the basketball in the bubble, but I think the role players have it a little bit easier because they don't have to deal with the crowd. They're just playing like they're just playing pickup basketball at the YMCA or at the gym or outside at the park or anything like that. So I'd like to hear you guys' opinion on that because they've really been stepping up their game, which basically makes it an even playing field. We already knew there wasn't going to be any home court advantage or anything like that, but man, it's just, I believe that star players have to step up their pickup basketball game, if you will. So I'd like to hear you guys' opinion on that.
JR Guy in Georgia from Louisiana wants to know what you think about role players playing better in the bubble.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the support. And you know how much love I have for Georgia, Jacoby. And for our caller, that's where Jalen and Jacoby actually met. Here's what I want to say about playing in the bubble. I mentioned this multiple times. When you get going and fans are there, they become another obstacle. There's a reason why they're making noise, they're waving things when you're shooting jumpers, when you're shooting free throws. When you're getting encouragement, when people are patting you on the back, feel good about yourself. That doesn't exist now. It's an empty gym. So now I get to play free. And it is a rec game. Look at these scores. I've been saying, walk into a room with a good team and put 115 on the board. That's what you're going to need. I sat on this show and did some Lakers math. And I was like, AD and LeBron better be getting 60 or 65, or this is going to be a 7-game series, and they don't want to see a healthy Dame Dollar in a 7-game series. And so the caller is correct, but it works both ways. Because also as a role player, you don't have as much room for error with the coaching staff and the star player. Ask Milton, who plays with Joel Embiid and started his first playoff game. Joel was not happy with him. But when you get going, it can't be special. See TJ Warren.
Yep. Well, I think that the lack of travel has really impacted the quality of the basketball. I think this is just not getting on the planes and not traveling and the no hotels, you know, like it's just the lack of travel has really changed the quality of the basketball. And I feel like this is something that they're going to replicate. Do you think moving forward in the NBA, there will be a midseason tournament or a summer league style preseason or a quote unquote bubble type of environment that they will take from this year and apply to years moving forward?
I'm going to give you some more broken news to go with that boxing. Pod exclusive. This is why we give the people what they want. Right now, you're going to see reports about the NBA starting December 1. It's not starting December 1. What I'm hearing is going to start closer, if not on, in January, MLK holiday. Number two,
okay.
It won't be a bubble like this with 23 teams. They'll be regional with probably 10 teams each. Something like that. The bubbles will end up being regional. It may be three. It may be four. That's what the NBA is probably going to do. And the season will go from like January 15th to the end of August in 2021 to get you a 4 to 6 weeks closer to a regular calendar. And then next year's season will start December 1 and or Christmas. And then the following year after that, you move it back a month again. And then in two seasons, they'll try to get back to a normal schedule.
Interesting. I mean, I just think this has gone so well that I wouldn't be surprised to see them apply some of the things that they've learned this summer into future seasons. And one thing I don't miss the fans. I really don't miss it. Watching basketball is just as much fun now as it was with the fans. I do not miss it at all. And I just can't wait to see what happens between Luka and the Clippers. I have the Clippers winning this series. Do you still have the Clippers winning the series?
Yeah, KP's hobbled. Luka was out there playing with a bad ankle. And let me explain Luka's game to everybody. And I'm not going to be the person that looks at him and say he always white, so I'm going to easily compare him to Larry Bird. Because Larry Bird was a traditional forward that played the three and the four. And I see Luka as a traditional primary ball handler as a one or two. Their instincts are similar and versatility is similar. When you look back at Larry Bird's ability to affect the game, it wasn't just his three. Like, we talk about his shot a lot, but he was a really good rebounder, always got around 10, and a really good passer, always got around 5. And when you watched him play, and I know I'm probably going to be the only person that either played ball and or gets to talk about it on podcast that you hear say this, but they both have this one thing in common that has nothing to do with color, because in a lot of ways, I was one of these type of players too. When you really look at them, you like, why y'all letting them get that off? Like, get up on him. Cut off his right hand. Cut off his left hand. You should be able to steal that. You should be able to block that. When you get a chance, look back at the final play, a game-winning dagger. And by the way, how about being so clutch? That same move, he shot like 3 air balls that game on that same move, by the way. Like 3 air balls. Okay? Not like bricks. Air balls. When you really look back at that final play, and poor Reggie Jackson. Hey, Doc Rivers, I want to introduce you to somebody. His name is Landry Shamet. If you want to win this series go 7 games, Reggie Jackson got to be out of the rotation. Why is he playing so many minutes? So now he's in at the end of the game. Easy switch in today's game. You would love Kawhi or PG to be on him. But now, Jacoby, you could just whistle and people will switch. Like, just so easy. So easy. So now all of a sudden, he's lining up Reggie Jackson. I want you to really watch that last crossover right to left dribble. It was loose.
Slow.
It's slow. Like, Reggie Jackson could have swiped it.
All in front of his legs, too. Super in front of his body.
It almost hit Reggie Jackson's leg. It almost hit his leg.
When you watch Luka highlights, you're like, is this in slow motion?
Because he plays so slow. It reminds me, I told you this before, it reminds me of Aaron Owens from N1. Like, he just plays slower than everybody. But if you try to reach, if you try to lean, he'll get you because he'll turn cat quick real fast. I love watching Luka play. But like you, not athletic. Not the fastest. Not a jumper. Not bouncy. No twitch muscles. Like, he's not a superhuman athlete the way you see some players in the NBA are. He's just in control of his body and his game at all times. And we're going to be watching a lot of Luka for the next decade. We're going to be talking a lot about Luka for the next decade. I want to thank you so much for calling. I want to thank everybody for calling and supporting.
Remember, Platinum Equity, I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
98580 Jalen, call us up right now. We'll put you on the show tomorrow. Appreciate you for listening to the podcast exclusive. We'll be back. Why is that?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. You got to give the people.